It's the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Grande, and we've got over 800 brand new Mazdas with outstanding incentives, like low monthly lease payments and low APR financing. Yep, it's just a great time to buy. So don't miss the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
Financing on approval of credit.
Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
A tough ending for the Barracuda. They did more than enough to win tonight. They put 42 shots on net. They outshoot the Condors 42-19. But their woes in overtime continue. They're now 0-8, and they continue to struggle to stay out of the penalty box. They take a minor penalty in the extra session, just 13 seconds into it, and the Bakersfield Condors pot their second power play goal of the game, and it turns out to be overtime game winner off the stick of Raphael Lavoie's second of the game and his 15th of the season. Lane Peterson and Philip Broberg pick up the assist, time of the goal at 1:31. It was not a good start for the Barracuda tonight. They fell into early penalty trouble, and at 5:49, Raphael Lavoie would open up the scoring with his 14th of the year from Lane Peterson and Drake Kajula. So the Barracuda right off the bat had a very sluggish start, taking consecutive minors. They settled into the game. They would put six straight shots on net on their fourth shot of the hockey game. Oscar Lindblom, from a sharp angle coming around the net, would beat Olivier Rodrigue to tie the score at 1-1 in the first period. Time of that goal at 11:10. Under 9 to go in this first period. Coe will backhand it in deep, put some pressure on the forecheck. Spinning shot, they score! From a sharp angle, the Barracuda have leveled the score. It's Oscar Lindblom who puts it home, and we are tied at 1-1. You could feel the tide turning a little bit, and Lindblom circles the net, and he fires it past Rodrigue from a near impossible angle. A beautiful finish from Oscar Lindblom, his sixth of the year, from Brandon Cohen, Nikolai Konishov, and the Barracuda managed to tie the score up in the first. They were outshot in the first 8-6, but they took the tied game into the intermission. In the second, San Jose was absolutely dominant. They would outshoot the Condors 19-5, but Bakersfield would get the only goal of the period. Adam Ernie is second of the year from Cam Dineen and Seth Griffith. So we go to the third with the Barracuda trailing by a score of 2-1. That dominance would continue in the third. They'd outshoot the Condors 17-4 in the third period. So over the final two periods, they outshot them 36-9, if my math is correct. Yep, 36-9 in the final two periods. Yet they had nothing to show for it until 15:27 of the third, when Artem Guriev slung one in on net from well out, and it beat a screened Rodrigue, who made every save tonight, but not the one he didn't see, as Guriev potted his second of the year. The ice trying to get back to the loose puck, jam wide Todd. He'll chase it down. Keep an eye on the Barracuda netminder. Shot from the point! They score! It may have been tipped through with 4:33 left here in the third. The Barracuda find a way to level the score. It's Artem Guriev from the point, and I think it's going to be his goal. It was not tipped. Artem Guriev at 15:27 from Todd and Castles ties the score up, and the Barracuda did so many good things, were finally rewarded in the third, tying it up at 2-2. So we go to overtime. Unfortunately, overtimes, it's been well documented, have not been the Barracuda's friend this season. 0-7 coming into tonight. But one of their major issues in overtimes is they continually take penalties in the extra session. And unfortunately, that trend would continue. 13 seconds into the overtime sesh, Cole Castles was called for hooking. A miscue by the Cuda. They won the opening draw. Then they turned it over, gave the puck away. Leads to a rush in on net. Bakersfield nearly won it seconds into the overtime session. Castles called for a penalty. He argued it and was absolutely irate on his way to the penalty box. Had some words for the officials once the game ended as well. Unfortunately, though, the Condors would go on the power play in overtime, and at 1:31, Raphael Lavoie, the all-star, would pound home a feed from Lane Peterson, and the Bakersfield Condors would make it wins in three straight. With the win, Bakersfield now up to 48 points on the year. Barracuda do earn a point. They're up to 36 points on the year. You just think back at all these overtime games. If you could go 500, you'd be in such a better spot in the division. Unfortunately, the overtime sessions continue to torment San Jose, and they are now 0-8 in them. Record against Bakersfield after tonight's loss is 3-2-1 on the season series. These teams will run it back again tomorrow at TechCU Arena. That is a 6 o'clock puck drop. Bakersfield scores twice on the power play. They go 2-for-4. San Jose goes 0-for-2 on the power play, although they had multiple chances on the advantage. The winning goaltender was Olivier Rodrigue, and he was by far Bakersfield's best player tonight. Absolutely stellar in the victory. 40 stops on 42 San Jose shots. The losing goaltender is Georgi Romanov. Wasn't overly tested, although the chances for Bakersfield seemed of high danger. He makes 15 saves on 18 shots and is the losing goaltender in overtime. Let's go over our three stars tonight. The number three star is Adam Ernie, scored back in the second, his second of the season from Cam Dineen and Seth Griffith. The number two star is Raphael Lavoie, finished the game with the first goal of the game, and the final goal was a plus one in four shots on net. And no question, the number one star was Olivier Rodrigue. He stole this game. It felt like the Barracuda could have won by a couple of goals, but Rodrigue was the major difference, and he is the number one star. And with the win, Olivier Rodrigue now on the season improves on the year to 10-4-4, and his lifetime record against San Jose, 6-5-1. The losing goaltender, Georgi Romanov, is now 4-6-4 on the season as the Cuda fall here tonight in overtime. Final shots, 42-18 in favor of the Barracuda. Game length tonight, 2 hours and 24 minutes in front of 5,036 at the Mechanics Bank Arena. The Barracuda and Condors will run it back tomorrow. That is a 6 o'clock puck drop at TechCU Arena for Cuda Country Night, presented by Bay Country. We'll have a live show during the intermissions and postgame. Chase Beckham, who won American Idol a couple of years ago, will have our postgame concert. And Hunter Girl, who is also a member of American Idol, will play during the intermission. Should be a great night. If you have not gotten your tickets, do so by visiting sjbarracuda.com/tickets. Should be one of our best promotional nights of the year. Looking forward to tomorrow. An unfortunate end tonight. Barracuda did more than enough to win. Just they find themselves on the losing side of the ledger, and that's just the way it's gone this year. They do earn a point, but they wanted that second one, and you felt like they deserved to have it, but they fall just short to the Bakersfield Condors. They'll have a chance for a little bit of retribution, a little bit of revenge tomorrow. We'll see if they can get it done on home ice. We'd like to thank all those who tuned in tonight, whether they listened or they watched. We certainly do appreciate it. Barracuda fall here tonight by a final score of 3-2 in overtime. They do earn a point against the Bakersfield Condors. Until tomorrow night at TechCU Arena, I'm Nick Nolenberger saying so long and good night from the Mechanics Bank Arena in Bakersfield.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey.